USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Longtime Republican U.S. Senator Bob Dole has died at 98. Dole fought in World War II, then came home to enter politics, serving in the U.S. House and the Senate. He ran for president in 1996. He was beaten, though, by Bill Clinton. The following year, in 1997, Clinton awarded Dole the Medal of Freedom at the White House. In his speech, Dole joked he was hoping to give a different speech that day.
I, Robert J. Dole. Do solemnly swear. Sorry, wrong speech.
His family says Bob Dole died in his sleep early Sunday. Again, he was 98. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The U.S. Space Force, still very new, but it's already taking on talk that China poses a threat, and deciding the rules of interstellar conduct and warfare is no longer just for the movies, according to the U.S. Space Force General David Thompson.
I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that they will be the leader in space by the end of the decade, but they're on an incredible pace.
Telling Fox News Sunday, China will have the most satellites in space by the end of the decade, and its ability to weaponize equipment and destroy satellites is of great concern as well. He says recent talks about such things have not gone well with China nor Russia, as he says they refuse to abide by the basic international principles of responsible behavior in space. A new poll finding almost two-thirds of Americans say at least one family member gets too drunk at holiday gatherings. The survey by one poll finds another 3 in 5 Americans report dreading going home for the holidays. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Mariah Carey's Christmas song goes diamond. Her 1994 holiday classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You, has been diamond certified. It's the first holiday single to ever be awarded that title by RIAA, as Carey posted a photo of herself at her new award to Instagram, captioning it, "Diamonds are a girl's best friend." Disney's latest animated feature remains at the top of the movie box office leaderboard in the U.S. and Canada.
But, Mama, why am I the only one that didn't get a gift?
You're just as special as anyone else in this family.
You just healed my hand with an arepa con queso.
Encanto, earning nearly $13 million in its second weekend in theaters in North America. And coming in second, Ghostbusters Afterlife, with just over $10 million. House of Gucci, co-starring Lady Gaga and Al Pacino, grossing nearly $7 million in its second week of release. And rounding out the top five, Christmas with The Chosen, The Messengers, followed by Eternals. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.